This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The relationship between the United States of America and Europe under German leadership is becoming more and more fragile. And the question is, if the United States withdraws from the world scene, will Germany fill the void? First, let me tell you a little bit about the most recent developments. It has to do with Mr. Trump, President Trump, saying that it is no longer necessary and he is not insistent upon a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. Now, The Guardian wrote on February 15, in a single sentence and without detailed elaboration, Donald Trump has casually discarded decades of U.S. diplomacy on the Middle East peace process. And what is important for the purpose of our program today is that the Europeans are completely and totally opposed to the concept that you could have a one-state solution. They are completely and totally committed to a two-state solution, and therefore the reaction was predictable. Deutsche Welle wrote on February 15, the head of a German parliamentary committee on foreign affairs, Norbert Röttgen, said, the two-state solution is the only way Israel can remain a democratic and a Jewish state at the same time. Niels Annen, foreign policy spokesperson for the Social Democrats in Parliament, said the alleged shift would torpedo, notice carefully, would torpedo the efforts of the United Nations and cause a break, notice, break, in German-American Middle Eastern policy. Simon Stein, a former Israeli ambassador to Germany, told the Bayerischer Rundfunk, which is a public broadcasting company, that abandoning the two-state solution was unrealistic and a lot of blood would be shed. A lot of blood would be shed before both sides finally end up returning to the two-state solution. And so, even Israel is opposed, many in Israel are opposed to this one-state solution concept. The Times of Israel on February 16, quoted with approval several editorials from U.S. newspapers, saying that in a barrage of editorials, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Los Angeles Times described Trump's statement as nonsensical, absurd, he has no inkling to how to move forward, a dangerous retreat, Trump is being naive, is setting himself up for diplomatic failure, it's the ultimate fantasy. So far, the most recent developments. But now the Booking Institution wrote on February 10, the declining will and capacity of the United States to maintain the present world order will reach the moment at which the existing order collapses and the world descends into a phase of brutal anarchy as it has three times in the past two centuries. And then it talks about the wars under Napoleon. It talks about World War I and it talks about World War II. And then it goes on to say, where exactly we are in this classic scenario today is, as always, impossible to know. Are we 3 years away from the global crisis, or perhaps 15? That we are somewhere on that path is unmistakable. Early signs suggest that the new administration under President Trump is more likely to hasten us towards this crisis than slow or reverse these trends. And not only that, notice what the Daily Signal wrote on February 10. U.S. military readiness is the lowest it has been in decades, leaving it unprepared to defend America's interests at home and abroad. According to multiple reports just this week, about two-thirds of the Navy's fighter attack aircraft and more than half of the Marines' total aircraft fleet are unable to even get off the ground. These problems are merely the tip of the iceberg. And so the question remains, who is going to fill the void? Is Europe going to fill the void under German leadership? Before you shake your head in disapproval and disagreement, notice these articles. Here's one by the EU Observer, dated February 10. German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen stated that the longer-term strategy would turn the Bundeswehr, the German army, into the, notice, leading NATO army in Europe, with small countries integrating their military forces into the German command structure. Just idle talk. Here's an article by The Local, dated February 15. As the largest economy in Europe and the power broker in the EU, Germany is the obvious NATO partner to step into the breach should the US draw back. Several headlines over recent months suggest that Berlin is taking its military commitments more seriously. In May 2016, the Defense Ministry announced that it was adding thousands of new soldiers to its ranks and increasing its spending by billions. Not millions, billions. Germany is a key contributor to the Very High Readiness Joint Task Force, set up to deter a Russian assault on smaller NATO members. The German Air Force has also been involved in policing airspace over the Baltic region, while contributing significantly to a military cooperation with Poland and Denmark. But it doesn't stop there. The Telegraph wrote on February 9, Der Spiegel magazine has questioned whether it is time for Germany to acquire its own nuclear weapons. The Financial Times has called for Germany to think the unthinkable on the issue. Roderick Kiesewetter, who is the foreign policy spokesman for Mrs. Merkel's party, has called for Germany to take a leading role in setting up a European nuclear deterrent. And then Gustav Gressel of the European Council on Foreign Relations is quoted as saying, if the US is no longer prepared to do its part of the nuclear deterrence, Germany and France will have to fill this vacuum. Now, of course, there are voices saying, no, Germany is not going to do this, or Germany is not going to be prepared. My friends, we have been telling you for years, for decades, that ultimately a European Union under German leadership will develop. It will be a unification in military and economic and political ways. And it's going to be antagonistic towards the United States of America and Great Britain. How did we know? How could we know? How can these developments, as I described them today, play a role in what we have been saying? Or to put it more clearly, how did we know that the Bible tells us exactly what is going to happen? Well, because we do believe and understand the Bible. But you see, you can too. It shouldn't come as a surprise to us when we see those developments occurring now, because the Bible has been prophesied them to occur many, many thousands of years ago, because these are developments for the end time. We have prepared a booklet, a free booklet, The Authority of the Bible. Now, you should read this booklet because it goes at length into prophecy. It tells you from the pages of the Bible what is prophesied. It identifies modern nations. And of course, the Bible doesn't talk about Germany per se or the United States of America, but it does talk about those nations which are identified as such regarding Germany and the United States of America and other nations. You need to know where they are being mentioned. Also, it talks about a lot who actually canonized the Bible. How can you be sure that the Bible speaks to you with authority? And which passages, which books should not be part of it? And of course, just to give you a hint, it was not the Roman Catholic Church which canonized the Bible. This and a lot more is being discussed in this free booklet, The Authority of the Bible. The Bible speaks to you with authority, and it tells you with authority what is going to happen. And since we do believe and understand the Bible, we speak to you with authority as to what is happening right now and how it coincides with and confirms the scriptures. You can know too, if you are interested in what is happening now and why. Please read our free booklet on the authority of the Bible. Please ask for a free copy today. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.